This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now for the latest in our series Cook the Perfect, and it's time for choux pastry. It's that light as air casing for profiteroles and eclairs and no end of savoury fillings too. It always looks a bit fiddly, but is it any harder to get right than other types of pastry? We're about to find out as Lisa Benson from Betty's Cookery School near Harrogate joins me. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
Is it difficult on a skill level of 1 to 10? What do you need for choux pastry?
I think you need a skill of about 8 and the patience of about 10.
All right. It is
just a bit technical, actually, to get it how you want it to get.
So it's a technique. Have you got to be very precise with this in your amounts and your measuring and what have you?
You do. With most baking, I think it's all about precision. But with choux bun, there's so many elements that could stack against you. Get them in the right place and you're going to get some good choux buns
right,
coming
so
out.
How do you get your choux buns right then, Lisa? Where do you start?
Start off by good quality ingredients. Get them weighed out properly. Get your oven preheated and get a thermometer in that oven as well. That's going to give you good...
And the actual preparation, a lot of it's done on the hob, on
it
the
is,
top, isn't
yes.
it?
It is, yes. Do you want me to get on with the,
yes,
the cooking
you
press
get on,
here?
I'll,
because
I'll
I've got a pan on and I've got some butter, some milk, a little bit of sugar in there, a little bit of water. And I don't know if you can hear this bubbling noise. I've got to get it to a good temperature, which it's just come to now. And I need to get into there some good quality plain flour.
Plain flour.
And the secret here is cooking out this flour, because if we don't cook it out properly...
I mean, that's glue, isn't it? You've just put...
It looks very much like glue. It is actually, and it goes into, which is a good reference, almost like a ball, a glue ball. And what we need to achieve is exactly that, onto a dry heat, starting to cook out this flour, and that is your first stages of your choux, really.
So if you get this wrong, you're doomed, are you? It'll be all lumpy and...
It can be lumpy. The instant of putting the flour in there gives you that instant ball.
I was going to say, you're keeping off the heat as well, because will that burn really quick?
It's a lot to do with the quality of your pan as well. I always say in cookery, a good heavy base pan, there's residual heating there, and that's just enough for me. And I'm holding it over the heat without directly touching the heat, and that's just enough to help me cook out that flour with all that steam coming through as well.
You're making two types of bun this morning, Lisa. A savoury one with smoked salmon and wasabi, and then a more traditional looking sweet one with hazelnuts and filled with creme pâtissière, which looks absolutely going to be divine. Is the actual choux recipe the same whether you're a savoury or a sweet bun, or does it have different ingredients?
You can alter it slightly, but I think it's really good if you have a recipe that works for both, because you can decide later on. They freeze fantastically, so a base of a choux is slightly bit of salt and slightly bit of sugar, and then you can turn them into the flavours later on. So it's quite a neutral base to really put some fantastic flavours
through.
So you'd
have salt in the sweet one, sugar in the savoury one?
Absolutely, yeah. You need that salt to bring out the sweetness, so they both work. It's a real good cavity for other flavours.
So you've made your doughy ball in the pan, and now you've put it into the mixing bowl.
I have, and I've popped it into an earthenware bowl, and I'm just trying to cool this mixture, which is really important, because
the steam coming
steam,
off
you can still see the steam in the bowl. I'd probably leave it a good few
don't
minutes
to touch that,
because
yes.
I'm going to add some egg, and if this mixture's too hot, egg scramble at temperatures you don't really want them to. So just to cool it off for a good few minutes is what I'd be looking for at this stage.
So tell me about what makes the shoe bun unique is that it's actually very light and airy, isn't it? But then lovely and crisp on the outside. How do you get that? What causes that?
That's a lot to do with steam, and that's a lot to do with that hot temperature. 200 degrees in a hot oven, a bit like Yorkshire puddings, instantly get them in. The steam's created, the cavity gets pushed out, and then you need to dry it out, which is another part of shoe buns. Don't take them out of the oven too early. They need to stay in that residual heat. The steam keeps them up, the shape up, and then the crust sets over.
I read, it's Delia this, she said that a trick to getting it nice and steamy was to get your oven tray, run it under the tap, and then sort of get most of the water off. But so you've got a bit of water left on the tray, and that gives a lovely steamy atmosphere in your oven.
Absolutely, and lots of different recipes give you lots of different tips to do it. With ours, we don't need the steam. We've got a nice kind of soft dropping consistency. But, you know, sometimes putting a tray in the bottom to give some extra steam can help. But just check with your recipe first, because they don't all say the same thing.
Has that cooled down enough
to
get on to the next stage?
I've got two beaten eggs. I'm just going to gradually get in. And the word here is gradually.
Yes.
Anytime you add egg, if you go too quickly, you're going to curdle.
You've beaten your eggs and you're just pouring them in.
I have. I've just lightly beaten them. And what I'm doing now is working the mixture against the side of the bowl in about 6 or 7 additions with this egg. And what we're really looking for with a recipe like this is, yes, by all means, follow your recipe. It's a really good recipe. But you're looking for a consistency, and we call it dropping consistency, because eggs are fairy. They're a natural product. Mm-hmm. And if you just stick to your recipe, sometimes it could be too runny. Sometimes you might need a little bit more egg. So I always think, make something by hand. Know how it feels, know how it looks, and then you get good results every time.
You've brought up an interesting point there, Lisa, because one of our listeners, Anna Coughlin, was horrified recently on one of our Cook the Perfect things. I think it was the quiche Lorraine, and food writer Annie Bell was using an electric mixer to make her pastry. Now, do cooks either use the machine or do it by hand? Is it an either-or thing, do you find?
At our cookery school, we always try to ask people to do everything by hand, because you learn. You know how it looks, you know how it feels, and that way you have a good reference to using something. If you need a machine, you know, you have a disability or you can't hold a spoon for long, you could use a whisk, but you need to know your mixture. And with flour-based products, you can toughen the gluten, and that could really, you know, affect your results.
Now, we come to the bit. Now, this is what I like about this pastry. You don't actually need a rolling pin, do you? I'm not very good at rolling out pastry. You're actually spooning this lovely, gloopy, glossy mixture.
That's perfect. That glossiness is that real good emulsification with your egg. And that consistency I was talking about, we call that a reluctant
drop. That's actually not. There's about 2 seconds before that left the spoon and went back into the bowl.
That's perfect. Yes. If it's running off, you've got it too soft. If you're having to struggle,
it is a batter, isn't
spoon,
it? It's a thick batter. Whoa! Gosh, I thought you missed the bag there.
Sorry. The drop into the bag. It is a batter mix. That's a perfect description, really. And I'm just going to pop it into my piping bag now.
And you don't have to pipe. You could spoon it on if you don't mind irregular buns.
Absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of home baking. It doesn't all have to be perfection. This is just in a bag to help me get them out a little bit quicker. But if you can spoon them on, that's absolutely fine. I'm just going to pop them now onto my baking tray. And I have some parchment paper on my tray. And another tip, just put a couple of dollops of your mixture on the corners of your tray, and if you have a fan-assisted oven, it stops that blowing up.
I'm always chasing bits of foil around my oven. Well, we're just running out of time, so you've actually made some, because we knew we wouldn't be able to do the whole thing. So I am going to actually have a little bite of the hazelnut one, which looks divine. And it's gone all over my script. Had a bit into it, but that's very sweet. Isn't it? That's delicious.
Which is the beauty of having a neutral kind of profiterole, because you can then adjust your fillings. That's got the creme patisserie and a coffee mascarpone topping on top. So it is quite for the sweet tooth. And there is the savoury smoked salmon and wasabi if it's not your bag.
I'm going to save that for a little later. Lisa Bennison, thank you so much. We've got all those details on our website for you to follow the recipe in your own time.
Thank you.
Do recommend it. And freeze as well, as Lisa said.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.